I'm beholding on Zion over days, six lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday at Braisa that discusses how we know this that we said in the Mishnah that the Sur Hanas Bifnim, the goat whose blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel and sprinkled over there on Yom Kippur, that one is Mechaper specifically for Tumas Mikdash for Kodeshav, and specifically that it covers the case of Yeshlo Yediyah B'Tchila, Yeshlo Yediyah B'Tchila, Ve'in Be'Yediyah B'Soif, where he knew to begin with that he was Tomei, then he'd forgotten, entered the Beis Mikdash. Now he didn't remember afterwards, before Yom Kippur, so he can't bring a korban yet, because in order to bring a korban, of course, he has to know that he did something wrong, but so the Sura Nasa B'Fnim deals with the matter and protects him temporarily, as we'll work out in the Gemara later what exactly that temporary protection is. And if he ever finds out that he did in fact do it, then he'll bring his own personal carbon. So the Braisa had gone through how we know, in fact, that it deals with that case, first of all, since the Pasuk says, V'chibra el HaKodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael, there are three types of Averas that are all described in the Pasuk with the word Tumas, and maybe it means any of them, Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayis, and Shvichos Damim. And we said, no, we said two ways. First of all, because it says mitumas, and so it means only a certain kind of Tuma, and we find that we find that there's a distinction between Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav and other types of Tuma, as the Gemara is now going to go and work out everything the Braisa is saying. So Rabbi Yehuda said, therefore we see that it only covers Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav, and Rabbi Shimon said instead, the very fact that it says V'Chipra Ala Kodesh Mitumos implies that we're talking about Tumas specifically having to do with Kodesh. So then we furthermore said that it only covers cases where there's not a korban. Where there's no korban being brought.
So the mitumos is plural?
So the mitumos is a mute. It means, in other words, among the various things that are described as truma, there's only one of them that this korban is going to cover. So we have Rabbi Yehuda's way of learning from the fact that we're from a Mamatzinu, that since we find that there's a uniqueness in Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav as compared to other Averis, then therefore it means that that's the one referred to over here. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, since it says HaKodesh, Ala Kodesh Mitumos, then it means specifically from Tumos involving the Kodesh and the Mikdash. Okay. So now let's go and analyze this Braisa. So the Gemara says, Omamar, so we said in the Braisa, Yeshli B'inyan Zeh Lahavi Gimel Tumas, you would have thought to include up to three different kinds of Tuma, three different Averis that are described in the Pasuk with the word Tuma, Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayis, Shvichos Damim, Tumas Gilu Arayis, Tumas Shvichos Damim. Well, let's analyze, why would we have thought that such that we need a miut in the Pasuk to tell us otherwise? Let's start with Avodah Zarah. Hi, Avodah Zarah, Heichi Dami. What would have been the scenario with Avodah Zarah that we would have said maybe this korban is mechaper for it, and therefore we need the Pasuk to tell us that not? Even Mazid, if he did have a Mazid, Bakhtolahu, then there's no korban is going to be mechaper for him. He has to be, he's Chayav Misa. And if he did it b'shoigig, bar korban, who then he's bringing a personal korban, and what's the case, therefore, with the sir, Hanasa B'Fnim, is going to help him. So Tosfos points out that at various points in the Braisa, as we go through the analysis of a year, we're going to see. Now, at the end of the Braisa, we mentioned the point that since it says Pish'eim L'chol HaTosam implies that we're talking about something where he doesn't have a korban of his own. So therefore, so it can't cover the case where, in the case of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav, where there was Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Soif, the Helam and Taim, because then he's supposed to bring his own korban, he can't be Yotza with the Sur Hanasa B'Fnim. So Tosfos points out that here also the Gemara is kind of going back and forth with the question, are we assuming necessarily that it is a place where specifically there's no korban for him, or are we going to try to say that maybe it could work even in a case where there would be a korban of his, and the Havamina would be to say that nevertheless, it should be mechaper for him. So what's the case that we would have thought that it would cover him if he did have a desire? And the answer is b'mezid v'loy astrube. First of all, you could have where it was b'mezid and then give masra b'shoigig v'loy siadalei, or it could be where he did it b'shoigig and he didn't know about it yet until Yom Kippur. So you would have thought maybe that in those cases there's no korban. In the case of Mazid, there's no korban, of course. And therefore you would have thought that, again, Tosfos goes through a couple of possibilities. One interesting thing Tosfos points out is the Gemara elsewhere mentions that Bigda Kahuna Mechaperin, that each of the eight clothes of the Kohen Gadol was Mechaper for some type of Avera. So
that's closed.
It is closed, but so is the Sarah Nasa Bifnim. It's brought on behalf of the whole Jewish people. So maybe, and the Ephod in particular, for Avod Azorah, so it's for Shvichas Domim, and the Chassayim for Gila Arayas. Nevertheless, Tosfos says, fine, the Gemara is asking that maybe you would need the Bigda Kahuna plus some kind of korban. And what would be that korban? The Sarah Nasa Bifnim. So maybe that would work. Or maybe Beshogig, where he doesn't know yet, and therefore, again, it protects him until he finds out. The Ritva over here on this Gemara goes further and points out another point as well. The Gemara tells us in the Mishnah tells us in Krisus that if a person did something that makes him chayev, a chatas or an osham, not an osham tolui, the Mishnah says over there an osham tolui is different, but an osham vadai or a chatas vadai, he has to bring it even after Yom Kippur. Meaning, in other words, that the sur hanasi b'fnim and the sur hamishtalayach. Even we said in our Mishnah, the sur we learned in our Mishnah a few days ago, the sur hamishtalayach is mechaper for all other averus of the Jewish people. But nevertheless, if a person is chayev a korban, he has to bring it after Yom Kippur. If a person is chayev malchus, he's chayev after Yom Kippur. So we see that even the sur lazazel, which is stronger in a way, still doesn't cover those. So the same thing over here, the Gemara is saying that the sur hanasi b'fnim wouldn't work for those either, especially because the Ritva goes on to point out, based on the continuation of the Gemara over here, that there's a hekesh between them. So therefore, what applies to one applies to the other. And the same way as the Sir Lazozel is not going to take care of a case where a person is chayev achatas and pater for made after the Yom Kippur, neither would the Sir Hanasi b'fnim. And therefore, so that's what we're saying over here. You might have thought that maybe, for example, if he was b'shurigig and he didn't know about it yet, maybe it should pater him from achatas. Us, and therefore we're saying that no, the Braisa is saying that since either from Rabbi Huda's Drosha or from Rabbi Shimon's, we're saying that no, the Sar HaNasi B'Fnim covers only one specific type of Avera, namely Tumas Mekdash V'Kodshev. Okay, but the point is that the Havam, and it could have been, you might have thought that there are cases that it would cover, the cases where he did the Mezid, but there was no Asra, and therefore he can't be Chayav Misa, or the cases where it was Beshogig, and there was no, and he didn't know yet, before Yom Kippur, you might have thought, maybe he's Potter, and therefore the Braisa has to tell you from the Limud, from the Pasuk, that it's not so. Okay, the Gemara says Gilead Ice Nami Hechidami. Let's ask the same question about Gilead Ice. Even Mezid by Ptolahu, if he does Gilead Ice for Mezid, then he would be chayev misa, he be shurigig by korban. And if he does it be shurigig, then he's chayev a korban.
Why are we being mamayit of the zara and gilarais shesastamin? From which pasuk and for why?
That's what we're saying. We were saying that we would have thought a sur hanasi b'fnim is mechaper from mitumos b'nei Yisrael. So anything that can be anything that's described in the pasuk with the word tuma, as we learned yesterday, but a zara, there's an expression in this week's parasha, l'man tamei es mikdashi. By Gilei Arayis, also in this week's parasha, Veloisi Tamu Behem. By Shvichus Damim, Veloisi Tame Yasa Oretz. So you would have thought that those are what the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim covers. But no, since it says Mi Tumois, then it means that it's only a certain kind of tuma. And what is it? We have to see. We have to find. And we find, as we're going to go on in the analysis, that since Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshev is different in a certain way than every other kind of Avera, then therefore that's the one that's being referred to, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Shimon, since it says V'Chipper, Al HaKodesh mitumos, then it means any tumor that's specifically having to do with the Kodesh. So none of these three. So now, right now, what the Gemara is trying to work out is why would we have thought that the Sarah HaNasi B'Fnim covers any of these three Averis? What would be the scenario where a person could be covered by a Korban Sibur like that instead of either he should be Chayav Misa or he should be Chayav his personal Korban? And the answer is, so the answer was by Avodah Zarah, and the answer was going to be similar by Shvichus Damim and by Gilei Arayis and by Shvichus Damim, that there are cases where there's no Korban and no Misa. There can be where there's no Misa because it was Bemezid, but there's no Asra, or it could be Beshegid, and there's no Korban because there's no Korban because he didn't know yet before Yom Kippur that he had done it, that he had done something that makes him high of a Korban. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Now here, top of Chesam and Aleph. Gila Arayas Nami, Heshidomi, what is the scenario with Gila Arayas that you would have thought that this korban would cover him, even Mezid Bakhtolahu, if he's doing it for Mezid, then he's Chayav, then he's Chayav Misa. And Tosfos says, even by the ones that are not Chayav Misa and only Koris, because then you also have, then the jinn would be, as we learned in Makkos, anybody who's chayev kodes, the mezid, can be chayev malchus instead, ko chayev krisis shaloku nifturu midei krisason. So therefore, so he, and the jinn is again, when somebody is chayev malchus before Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur passes and he hasn't gotten it yet, he's still chayev malchus. So therefore, so we can't say, also, that the Ksor HaNasu Lefnim should be Mechapra for him and Pater him from Malchus, because it doesn't work that way. Ibeshurigig by Korban, when if he was committed Arayas and it was Beshurigig, then he's bringing his own Korban. And again, the answer is, like before, B'mezid V'la'asra Bey, B'shurigig V'la Yisyadalei. Same thing, you could be talking about where he did it B'mezid, but there was no Asra, so therefore, so therefore he's not Chayiv Misa. And the result of that would be he's chayiv kares, but here if they didn't give masura for malchus, then he can't get malchus either. Or b'shurigig v'lo yisyadalei, or he did it b'shurigig and he didn't find out yet before Yom Kippur. So therefore, you would think that maybe this korban is mechaper for him, or at least his toila suspends his punishment, and therefore the braisa is saying that you would have thought that, and therefore you need a miut from the pasuk to tell you that no, the sur hanasu lefnim does not cover cases of gilui arayos.
Out
me
tumas
again? Me tumas, from the tumas, meaning only some of the tumas. We often find that a mem is used as a miyuk. You have at the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, for example, min ha-behema, min ha-bokar, or min ha-tsoid, each of those is mamayat something. Is mamayat a sick animal, an animal that smells bad, and an animal that nebda bayavera, and all kinds of other things like that. So, in general, a mem at the beginning of a word is used as a miyuk. Okay. Similar, the Shvichas Damim Nami, Hechidami, and what's the scenario with Shvichas Damim? Same question. Ibn Mezid, he killed somebody, Ibn Mezid, Bakhtolo, then he's Chayiv Misa, Spacedin. Ibn Shoigig, and if he killed somebody, Ibn Shoigig, as we learned in Makkos, Bagolosu, then he has to go to the Orin Mitzvot, and again, that doesn't, no korban is going to pater him from that. And again, the answer is, so here it's slightly different. Ibn Mezid, Vele Asrube, first of all, again, it could be Ibn Mezid, and there was no Asra, or b'shogeg v'lo yisyadalei, or it was b'shogeg and he didn't yet know that he has to go, that he doesn't know yet that he killed somebody, and now therefore he didn't go to Golus. Inami, but in the case of the Ritzeh, you have another possibility as well. B'hanach, the lav v'nei Golus ninu. As we learned in Makkos, there are a number of cases where a person kills b'shogeg and he doesn't go to Golus for one reason or another, because as we learned over there, it has to be a certain kind of shogeg. It can't be a shogeg kord of l'oynus, it can't be a shogeg kord of l'mezid, it can't be derech hali. There's a number of scenarios that we have there where a person doesn't go into Golos. In some of them, he's completely exempt, and the Goyal Adom can't get him. In others of them, we said the Goyal Adom could get him, and he's just going to have to watch his back for the rest of his life. But the point is, in other words, that so there's many cases where there couldn't be, and you would have thought maybe the Sur HaNasu Lefnim helps him for those, and therefore the Braisa has to tell us that not. So now that we went through that part of the Braisa, so now the Braisa had continued. Omamar, so we continued in the Braisa. Yochal al sholosh tumas alolu yehisur mechaper. So you would have thought the sur hanasu lefnim is mechaper for any of these three, for any or all of these three averas. No, tamad lama mi tumas v'lo kol tumas. Since it has mi tumas from the tumas, that means I'm not all the tumas. So therefore, it has to mean one specific type of tumah. Mamat sinu shechilek akosim eklau kol tumas. Now, what do we find specifically that the Torah distinguishes among all the other tumas? The tumas mikdash v'kodshav. We find that there's a distinction in tumas mikdash v'kodshav, which now we're going to have to work out what that distinction is. Afkan the tumas mikdash v'kodshav. So also over here, the mitumas bnei Yisrael has to specifically refer to that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So let's analyze this. My kolah. In what way do we see that the Torah distinguishes that Tumas Mikdash Kodshav from any other case? E Lema. My cholak, sorry, yeah, you're right, that's it. My cholak, the maisi ba'ulav yored. So what's the distinction that you're going to find? Seems to be the fact that you bring a korban olav yored. Most other averas that a person does, here we said before with Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, and Shvichas Damim, there's a certain set kind of korban for it. But here, when it comes to Tumas Nefesh Kodshav, we're telling you, the Torah is telling you that you can bring a variable korban, depending on what you can afford. The question is, Eima v'Dezara. Still, you could say, who says the Cholak is that? Who says the Cholak is the Korban or the Yerid? Maybe the Cholak is by Avodah Zarah, or my Cholak, and what would be the distinction between Avodah Zarah and every other Avera? And remember, Simon Avodah Zarah, you let us Mitzvah Nazir V'Cholah, because we have the Simon for the next few things that the Gemara is going to argue, where each one of them you have something unique compared to other things. What's the difference by Avodah Zarah? The Maisi Seir of Lekispa. When it comes to every other Avera, that's Chayav Chatas, that a person does, he has a choice. He can bring a female sheep or a female goat. With the exception of if he was Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, he has to bring a female goat. So in other words, again, we're saying mitumos means something that the Torah distinguishes from among all other Averis of its class. Well, Avodah Zarah is distinguished from all other Averis of its class in that the Korban is uniquely one type. So maybe that's what the Pasuk means. And maybe therefore the Sfer HaNasa B'Fnim is Mechaper for that. The answer is Amar of Tahana, Anam Cholak Lahoko Kamrinin, because we're trying to find a place where the Torah is being Mechalak to make a Kula on him. Because after all, we're saying just as there's this particular Kula with this din, the same way you have a Kula that the Sur HaNasa B'Fnim, a public Korban, that he himself is not specifically, I mean, in general, it includes his contribution, because it's brought from the, because it's brought from money of the Tzibur, it's brought from Machzor Shekel, so ultimately, of course, he has a share in it, but he's not personally contribute. He's not personally buying this korban or something. So you would say, since there's a kula in one area, then you have this kula as well. Anyway, we have to find some kind of chiluk where there was a kula. B'hai cholak l'hachmeru. Now, in this case of Avodah Zarah, it comes out that it's a chumra rather than a kula. In the sense, in other words, Rashi says, with other Averas, a person accidentally broke Shabbos, a person accidentally ate chalev, any of the other 30 odd things for which a person brings a chatas, since he has a choice of a sheep or a goat, so if he finds, let's say, that goats have gone up in price, then he'll say, okay, well, then I won't bring a goat. I'll find a sheep which is being sold more cheaply. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, since he has no choice to bring a goat, so if the price of goats goes up, then he has no choice. He's going to have to pay a lot of money for that goat. So therefore, that's a chumrah on him. So therefore, that can't be the kind of cholak that the Braisa is saying that we learn from the word mitumos b'nei Yisrael, that it should be covered by the Sarah Nasa b'fnim. All right. So why cholak b'hachmer here? Okay. The Gemara says, Eimer yeledes. Fine. Say that maybe the Torah is saying that the korban of Yom Kippur should cover a yeledes. So here you have a few different a couple of major explanations among the Rishonim what the question is over here as far as the yeledes. Right. Rashi explained, now by a yeledes, we know she's bringing a korban. The purpose of her korban, as we have in last week's parasha, is that she should be able to enter the Beis Hamikdash and eat kodshim afterwards. Like this, a yeledes goes through a multi-stage process of tara. She has 7 days for a boy or 14 for a girl when she's tomei for her husband and tomei for all purposes. Then she goes to the mikveh. Then she has 33 for a boy or 66 for a girl, yemei tohar, during which time she's mutter to her husband. And during that time, she's also allowed to eat maaser sheni, but not truma and not kodshim. Then at the end of the 40 or 80, at the end of the total 40 or 80 days, she's allowed to, once she has head of Shemesh, at the end of the 40th or the 80th day, she's allowed to eat tovel, she's allowed to eat truma. She still can't eat kodshim or enter the Beis Mikdash. She needs to bring a korban the next day. She's a mechusuka, she's a mechuseres kapara until then. So now Rashi explains what we're talking about over here is, let's say yeledes. Let's say she didn't bring her korban before Yom Kippur. Maybe we should say that the pasuk is implying that now the Sarah HaNasa B'Fnim should cover her, and now she shouldn't have to bring her korban after Yom Kippur. So Rashi learns that way, and a couple of other Rishonim learn that, the Rimi Gash, and others learn that way as well.
One second. If the 66 days went by and she didn't bring the korban because Yom Kippur came with
him? No. In other words, what we would say is that maybe we would say, let's say for example, the 40th day or the 80th day came right before Yom Kippur, and she didn't get around to bringing her korban before Yom Kippur. Now the din is she can't eat kodshim until she brings that korban. So maybe we would say, or maybe even the Ramban brings up a possibility. Maybe you would say that even we're talking about, let's say, that the 40th or 80th day itself actually came out on Yom Kippur. So maybe therefore we would say that now she's potter from bringing her korban because the korban of Yom Kippur will cover her. But Tosfos goes and discusses that point in some detail, and First of all, I mean, why don't we say that about any korban? And one point is, because after all, her korban is not so much for kapara. The pasuk does mention the chibur alea, but primarily it's to make her able to eat kodshim. So therefore, maybe you could say that it's not, that it's a different kind of korban. But nevertheless, anyway, Tosfos ends up saying that here we're talking about a suffolk yeledus. Now, we know a suffolk yeledus also has to bring a korban, because otherwise she can't eat kodshim for the same reason. She might have been, she might have given birth, for an example. Suffolk yeledus is, for example, we don't, she miscarried, we don't know whether it was a baby that's formed enough for her to actually be tummy later. So now you would think, So the fact is that she does have to bring her, she does have to bring her korbanos, even ala suffolk. In fact, she brings her chatos is always going to be, so her oila can be variable. It can be a sheep or a bird, depending what she can afford, but her chatos is always going to be a bird, the pasuk says, and a chatos ha'oif is brought ala suffolk. But nevertheless, in this case, maybe Yom Kippur passed, maybe she shouldn't have to bring ala suffolk. Or maybe, again, maybe it would mean, like with the, maybe it would mean that Yom Kippur suspends things, and now after Yom Kippur, meanwhile she could eat kodshim, and then after Yom Kippur she would still have to bring it.
And what would be the difference if she's a Vada Yoledis?
Vada Yoledis, you would say, okay, then the Torah is telling you she has to bring a korban, so then fine. But a suffolk Yoledis, where it's a suffolk bechlal, whether she has to bring a korban, and it's a bit of a chiddush, the fact that she even brings a korban on a suffolk like that. Usually, by the way, you don't bring korbanos for a suffolk. Animal korbanos, you don't bring for a suffolk. The one case where you do is an Asham Tolery. Bird korbanos, you can. The Gemara explains in other places that a bird korban is different and you can bring it ala suffolk. Fine. But anyway, the point is... So,
one bird.
Yeah. So the point is that... So the fact with a yeledus, she does bring two, an oila and a chatas. The oila is not a problem. An oila you can bring any time you want. The chatas is the question. The chiddush that you can bring a chatas ala suffolk is a bit of a chiddush. The fact is, by the way, for example, the kohenim don't eat it because you don't know whether it needed to be drawn or not. And if not, then it comes out as nevela. It comes out as chul and ba'azara, and it comes out as nevela because it was killed by malika rather than shvita. So anyway, the Tosfos is shita is that the Gemara is asking from the about a suffolk yeledus. So according to Rashi and the Rimi Gash and others, we're talking about a vada yeledus. And the Ramban teaches out that the brings from the Rimi Gash that we're talking specifically about over here. Let's say, for example, the 40th or 80th day, 41st or 81st, actually, that's when she brings the korban, whatever. The 41st or 81st day came out on Yom Kippur itself.
Okay, so back to what the topic
was. Anyway, so the point was, the Gemara is saying that maybe we would say, again, we're trying to find, the Braisa had told us that since it says meat tumos b'nei Yisrael, it means something which is different than every other thing of its class. So maybe then, instead of talking about tumos mikdash v'kodshim, maybe we're talking about the specific case of a yeledus, vade or suffolk, as the case may be, and the Torah is telling us that if she didn't bring her korban, then she doesn't have to bring it after Yom Kippur. And that's the cholak. So Amy Yeledus, the cholak, where there's a difference, the Maisa Ola V'Yodin. They also see that she has a korban Ola V'Yodin. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Hoshi L'Chocha Toysam V'Loy L'Chol Tum Oysam. But the pasuk also continues, the pasuk that we quoted before, B'Chibra L'Kodesh, M'Tumas B'nei Yisrael, continues, Olo M'Pishayim L'Chocha Toysam. So that implies that was something that involves a chet over here, not something that involves tumah. So the korban of a yeledus is not so much to be mechaper on her, it's more to complete her tara in order to make it possible for her to eat kodshim. So the fact is, it is indeed called a chatas, but Tosfos points out, it does have to be that it's a chatas that's meant for some kind of thing that she did wrong, namely, therefore that would be a typical chatas. Over here, it's not really a chatas so much for the purpose of being, it is, it's a chatra for her, as the pasuk says, but it's not so much for an aveda that she did personally, because she didn't do anything wrong, it's more to finish her tara so that she can eat kodshim. There's a sicha, by the way, in Chelech of Zion. It was this one of this week's project. Look at the sichas last week, actually, I should say, whatever, where the Rebbe had analyzed this point. What are the various shittas about what this korban is accomplishing and what her status of tumah is until that point? Is it that she still has a degree of tumah, or is it that she's lacking a degree of tara, basically? So over here, we're saying, in other words, that the point is this korban. It's mechaper in the sense it cleanses her to the extent where now she can eat kodshim. So it's not for a pesha or a chatas. It's not for something that she did wrong. Well, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Dama Yaledes Nami Choytasi. Now, what about according to Reb Shimon? Reb ben Yochai, he says that his Talmidim asked him, and he explains to them in Nidya, why is it that a Yaledes brings a Chatas? And he explains to her, because when a woman is giving birth, sometimes because of the pain and everything, she says, I'm never going to have relations, she swears, I'm never going to have relations with my husband again. And then afterwards, of course, she doesn't follow through with that. She stays with her husband, and they continue having relations, and for that, she has to bring a Chatas. So according to Reb Shimon, there is a certain degree of chet over there. So then, according to him, then how are we going to answer that? Maybe then that is a korban that's being brought for a certain kind of chet. And the answer is Reb Shimon l'taimeh. Well, Reb Shimon is going according to his svara in the brisa that we brought up. Zayin amadeis gamar memkaymehu mukra. He says we don't need Reb Yehuda's mamot sinu to learn that the sur hanas b'fnim is only for tumas mikdash kodesh. He says that you don't need. He says you learn it from the fact that it says v'chipra la kodesh mitumos. So therefore, according to him, we don't care. We're not according to him. We don't need to look for something where cholak, something where we find a tumah that's unique among other tumas. So therefore, according to him, no problem. Yes, she can be. Yes, your lettuce might be different than everybody else, but that's fine because according to him, we don't need that distinction in order to say what the sur hanas b'fnim is covering anyway. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda did we need that. Well, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that she's a choita, so therefore, according to him, it's not a korban that's being brought for an aveira, it's a korban that's being brought to a certain extent. Okay, it's for the chate tadas, but that's more symbolic, but it's not being brought for any personal aveira of hers, and therefore it's not in the same category as the things that are being included in the pasuk. All right, the Gemara says...
I lost the thread.
Okay, so what we're saying, again, we're trying to find what is mitumos b'nei Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yehuda. What is the one kind of tumah that we're saying that this korban, the sur hanas b'fnim, is going to take care of? Mm-hmm. So we're saying, so far, the criteria are as follows. It has to be something which is called tumah. It has to be something which is... has to be something which is cholak, which is distinctive from all other kinds of things in its class, and it also has to be where it's mifishayim mechokat toisam, something where there's the person himself is not bringing a korban, or at least not yet bringing a korban, but it is something where there would have been a korban for an aveira that a person does. So it has to be also that the kula that we also have to find, the cholak has to be the kula and not the chumra. So far that knocked out of a Zara because it would be a distinction l'chumra, and now we're saying it knocks out your lettuce because it's not l'chol chatoisam, it's only l'chol tumoisam. It's because she's tome, and because she's been tome, and now she needs to have a korban to be able to eat kardshim, but not because she did anything wrong. According to Reb Shimon, she did do something wrong, fine, but Reb Shimon, we know this whole discussion is only according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon doesn't need it anyway. Fine. The Gemara continues. What about Eima Metzora? Oh, the Eima Metzora. So maybe say that it refers to a Metzora, where also there's the distinction that Rashi points out. The Gemara doesn't even need to mention what the distinction is by a Metzora, because we already know that it means that he has an Ola V'yoda, a Metzora as well. The Pasuk tells us that if he's rich, he brings three animals, and if he's poor, he brings one animal and two birds. Right, so Eima Metzora. So Amar Rav Hoshi, same thing. Maybe you could say the same thing. It's only for chatoisam and not for tumoisam. Again, for him, his kapara, his korbanas are not so much for kapara as more to allow him to eat kodshim. He's also a mechosa kapara. Rashi, by the way, brings a girsa that he had in front of him in Gemara, but rejects it. Rashi brings that first the Gemara brought that maybe a Metzora, and the difference would be that Maisit Siporim, that the Metzora brings birds.
What's birds?
The birds that you have at the beginning of Parashas Metzora.
Not turtle doves or?
No. So hold on. Okay, so you have like this. The Metzora, you know, the first stage of his Tara, as it talks about at the beginning of Parashas Metzora, is that he had the Koyan brings two birds and shechts one of them, and then takes the other one together with eight edas and ezev and shnit elas and dips them all into mayim chaim and sprinkles it on the mitzvah. So Rashi brings that there was a girsa in the Gemara's in front of him that said that ma cholak, what would be the distinction between a mitzvah and anybody else, is that he brings tziporim. Rashi says that the problem is we already established that it has to be something l'chula and not l'chumra. That would be l'chumra, because it's not l'chokal, at least. The fact is he has to bring those, but in addition, he's also going to have to bring his actual korbanos. Nevertheless, though, Nevertheless, though, there are a number of Rishonim who have that girsa and do defend it. First of all, they say one possibility is that Tzipporim might actually mean the birds for his korbanos, and the point is that, in other words, so Rashi had said the Gemara didn't need to teach it out because we already know that he has a korban of the Yoreh, but according to those who are showing him, the Rashba brings us, for example, that it might well be that Tzipporim over here refer to the two birds that a poor Mitzvah brings instead of two of his animals. Usually we would call them Totem of Nayona, but we were calling them Tzipporim because he brings Tzipporim earlier as for the first stage of his Tara, so therefore we're using the word Tzipporim over here as well.
But why wouldn't it be for the first stage?
Because the first stage, we're not bringing us in, because then it would be a chumrah, not a kola. The whole point is we're trying to find some kind of kola in what he's doing over here, not the fact that he has to bring extra birds. So there are actually Rishonim who learn that it is in a way a kola, because unlike Korbanos have to be totem of bnei. No, they can be birds as well. But they have to be specific kinds of birds. Totem of bnei yona, as opposed to over here, they can be any kind of small kosher bird.
You can get a chicken.
Yeah. So there are Rishonim who explain that there are a couple of ways where we can defend that girsa. Anyway, the question is that maybe we're talking about a mitzvah. So again, Rashi's fine. Rashi takes out the part about the tzipporim, but in that case, the point would be just the fact that a mitzvah has variable korbanos. So the fact that he has a korban over the yored. So again, the answer is v'chol chatoisim v'lo v'chol tumoisim. And by the mitzvah, his korbanos are because of his tumah, not so much because of his chatas. Well, the Gemara asks, what about Olur? Tosfos points out the Mitzvah also brings an Oshem, but at least within the Chatas, within the Ola and the Chatas, we do see that there is a distinction, but nevertheless, all these Korbanos are only coming to be matter him, to eat Kodshim and enter the Bais Mikdash, and not so much for Kapara, not so much because he did something wrong. Well, what about again, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni do Omal Shiva Dvarim Negoyim Boyin? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni tells us in the Gemara in Erechin that Negoyim, that Saras comes for any of seven different Averis, so it means he did do something wrong. So then Ma'ik L'mema, then according to him, what are you going to say? To be sure, Tosfos points out, it's not like a person brings a korban for those individual Averis. A person doesn't bring, for example, a korban for speaking Lashon Hara. But nevertheless, the point is that you would say that maybe it's both, in other words, that maybe the korban is needed for kapara, for his Avera, as well as to allow him to re-enter the Bais Mikdash or to eat Kodshim. And the answer is, Hosam Nige de Taperle, that no, basically the Nega itself was Machaper for him, the korban Lishteruya Bakal. The korban is only to make him, that now he's able to come back into the kohol. Now, what do we mean by coming back into the kohol, by the way? There's a note on the side over here that discusses in some detail what that means exactly. There's no issur lover b'kohol before he brings the korbanos. There's an issur that he can't come into the Bais Mikdash and he can't eat kodshim. So it brings up the Be'er Sheva in Christus says that, in fact, the word is not supposed to be b'kohol, it's supposed to be b'kodshim. So maybe, in other words, like they had a kuf over there and somebody expanded it mistakenly to kohol, and instead it's supposed to be kodshim, it would mean that it would have to be changed in Tosfos as well, because Tosfos also uses the expression b'kohol. There are a couple of interesting explanations. So there are a couple of interesting explanations how to reconcile this word b'kohol. So there is an explanation that maybe the word is not supposed to be b'kohol, but rather b'oihel, meaning to come into the tent, meaning the Bais Mikdash. But then Reb Zelig Reuven Bengis, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim in the 1940s and 50s, he gives an interesting answer like this. Once a mitzvah goes through several stages of his tahara, and there are points during it where he's also in tashmish amitah. Then there comes a point during the process of his tahara when after we have a pasuk with Yashav mechutz la'ole shivas yamim, we learn that after the thing with the birds at the beginning of parashas mitzvah with the birds and the water and all that, then he's also in tashmish amitah for 7 days. Then after that he shaves and then he brings his korbanos the next day. So now the point is, Reb Zelig Reuven says, listen, in principle he could have relations that night, but the fact is then he's going to be a Balkeri. How is he going to be able to stand there the next day and stick in his ear and his thumb and his toe to get the blood sprinkled on him? So practically speaking, even though in principle that night he could be having relations, but that would make him Tomei, and then he need head in Tevilah and head of Shemesh, and then he won't be able to complete his Kapara. So therefore, like, he'll be also Lover of a Kohol, so to speak. He's going to be also to have relations within the Kohol of the Jewish people until he brings his Korbanos.
Yeah. That's interesting that he uses the kohol only in a halachic metaphor. Why couldn't he use that as a more, I don't know the word for it, but he was usher even with other tmeim, and now all of a sudden...
Because he's mutter once he does the tzitarim. That's once he does the broods and the water, then that's already, 7 days, 8 days before, then he's already mutter to, okay. Fine. So therefore, we can't say the Sarah Nasa Bifnim is dealing with the case of the Mitzurah. All right. Ve'ema Nozir Tomei D'cholak, the Maisi Totem of Nayona. So maybe say that the Pasuk is referring to a Nozir who was Tomei, where there's a distinction between him and, where there's a distinction where he brings two birds as his korbanos. And again, the answer is, Amar of Hoshia, L'chol HaToisim, L'chol Tomoisim. Same answer. It has to refer to where he did an Aveda, not to where he's just doing it in order because he became Tommy. And Tosfos says, again, we could be talking about over here, let's say he was Tommy, and he didn't know he became Tommy yet. So maybe the Sarah Nasa Bifnim should cover him, and the answer is no, it can't, because L'chol HaToisim, V'lo'chol HaToisim, V'lo'y L'chol Tomoisim. All right, and the Nozir didn't do anything wrong. Okay, what about a little Rav Elazar HaKapur Dam and Nozir Nami Chotuhu? Rav Elazar HaKapur says in various places in Shas that a Nozir is in fact a Chote because he deprived himself of wine. And Tosfos also adds, really it's primarily because he deprived himself of wine is why Rav Elazar HaKapur is down on him and calls him a Chote. Over here, when he brings his korbanos, so we're saying the sir would patter him from his korbanos, is because he became tamei. But Tosfos points out, listen, if he becomes tamei, then there's a longer period of wine. There's a longer period where he's not drinking wine, right? He made a neder of nezirus, sam nezirus shloshim yom. 20 days into it, he became tamei. Now he has to start his nezirus all over again. So it comes out instead of depriving himself of wine for 30 days, and it winds up that he's deprived himself of wine for 50 days. So therefore, you might say that there was a chet involved in that he, and then they might say that there was a chet involved.
So since his nesiris was down 30 days, now all of a sudden he became tummy, therefore it's a different chet?
The Rebbe Elazar HaKapur was saying to begin with, it was a chet for him to make the nezirus in the first place. Yes. Now that he became tummy and he has to start all over again, Rebbe Elazar HaKapur is saying it was even worse.
Why?
Because now he's deprived. It's not his choice, but nevertheless, now he's depriving himself of wine even more so. So the Gemara calls it elsewhere. Tosfos brings the Gemara calls it a nozer shoshona bechet. Now he compounded his aveda. By now it's fine. He didn't necessarily mean to become tamei. It might have been an accident or anything. But still, since he now compounded it by now becoming tamei and now winding up that he's depriving himself of wine for even longer than he would have. So Rabbi Elazar HaKapur says that's why the pasuk says on him v'chibur all of mashachot al nafesh. Meanwhile, Tosfos says according to the Rabbanon, even if he became tamei b'mezid, the korban is not so much for that chet. It's more again just to allow him to restart his nezirus. Chet, according to them, is meloshin chisorin, that he's lacking something. But according to the chachamim, he hasn't done anything wrong that would make him chayav achatas, so therefore it would be lachol hatoisam and not lachol teroisam. And according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapur, Dama Nozir Nami Chotehu, Ma'ikol Meimer, the answer is Sovelok Reb Shimon, Dama Mimkaimu Mukhra. Well, Rabbi Elazar HaKapur would have to hold like Reb Shimon, who doesn't need this Mamatsinu of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, this whole discussion is only in order to work it out according to Rabbi Yehuda, how we know that Mitumos Bnei Yisrael means specifically Tumas Mikdash Rekotcha. Rabbi Shimon, we said in the Braisa, doesn't need that anyhow. So fine, Rabbi Elazar HaKapur holds in that regard like Reb Shimon.
Because he says,
right, Mechibra Lakodesh Mitumos, right.
Especially Kodesh couldn't do anything else.
Exactly. Right. So Rav Elazar HaKapur would hold that way. So therefore,
the definition of the word
Minkayim Mukra means from its place it is determined. From the very context, you don't need a mamatzinu, says Rav Shimon, you can learn it directly from that place. The Gemara, by the way, is okay. So now that we went through all those possibilities, so that's it. So we've eliminated every other possibility that could be whether, again, we said that we have to find something that's cholak. We've gone through every possibility where there's a cholak, and we've shown that each one of them has some feature that knocks it out of contention, either in the case of Avodah Zarah because it's a chumra rather than a kula, and in the case of a yeledes, a mitzvah, and a nazir, it's because the korban is not for a chet primarily, it's for tumah, and if we say that it's for a chet, in the case of a yeledes, it's Rav Shimon who holds that's for a chet, and fine, according to him, you don't need this whole limud anyway. When it comes to the metzora, even if we say that negoyim borim al chet, then the tzaraf has already been mechaper for that chet, and the korban is only to allow him to eat kodshim. And in the case of the Nazir, the Chachamim hold it's not a chet, and according to the Elazar HaKapu, who holds that he is, fine, he holds like Reb Shimon. All right. So now we said Omamah, we said in the Braise Reb Shimon Omamah Mekoymuhu Mukhra, we said Reb Shimon says you don't need this whole Mamatzinu of this whole Binyan Ab of Reb Yehuda's. You can learn it from its place, from the very words, V'chibra ala Kodesh Mitumos, Sharehu Oymer V'chibra ala Kodesh Mitumos, which means the tumah osesh or kodesh chola. So it means tumah that has to do with the kodesh chola. Well, shapir kamer Reb Shimon. Well, doesn't Reb Shimon have a very good point? Why does Reb Yehuda say that you can't use from that, and he has to learn from his mamatzinu? So Reb Yehuda, Amalach, Reb Yehuda will answer you. Ahumi boyle, because that pasuk is not telling you that it's mechaper for tumah smitish for kodesh. It's telling you ki heichi deoved lefnai velefnim hachi neved behechol. All the Pasuk is telling you, V'chibra ala kodesh mitumas v'nei Yisrael, means that here, the Pasuk before that had described how he takes the blood of the par and the blood of the sur into the kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkles it, and then it continues, V'chibra ala kodesh, to tell us that he has to do the same thing in the Heichel. He has to do the same series of sprinklings, achas lamayla v'shev lamata, with each one of them in the Heichel. So it's you, so telling you he has to do that. Reb Shimon answers to that. That Reb Shimon says you can learn from the continuation of the pasuk. It says v'chein yasa ba'oil moyed. Well, that means that he has to do whatever he did in the kodesh kedushin. He has to do in the oil moyed, namely in the heichel. Reb Yehuda would answer back. Imahi, yeah, but if we only have the word v'chein yasa, have amin a nicey par v'sar achrin even neved. Maybe the pasuk is saying that he has to do in the oil moyed the same thing from the beginning, meaning in other words, so what did he do? He shechted a par and he shechted a sir and he brought the blood of them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Maybe now the pasuk is telling you, now for the sprinklings in the Kodesh, he has to bring another par and another sir and shech them. And in other words, maybe the whole process has to be done all the way, the same thing from the beginning. So it would be every single thing that he did in order to do the sprinklings of Nivalifnim, which starting from the shechting of the animals, maybe he would have to do the same thing for the Kodesh, Kamash Milan, and therefore the Pasuk has to tell us that not, but the words of Chibra la Kodesh, Mitumas B'nei Yisrael, which means, in other words, that for the same blood that he brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he now brings into the Oyo Moyed, into the Heichel, and continues over there.
That's a myth.
So they're not so much a miut, but in other words, clarifying that we don't mean he has to start all over from the shechita. We mean that just the Mesher Chochma teaches out. In other words, what he's saying is v'chipra ala kodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael, and without the words ala kodesh, if it just said v'chipra mitumas b'nei Yisrael, he has to make a kapara for the tumas v'chein yasa. Then he should do everything beginning from the shechita and the zrika ba'oyom moed. So no, instead it means v'chipra al hakodesh. Only it means what he did al hakodesh in the kodesh kedushin is what he has to do again in the oyom moed. So therefore, that means only the sprinkling. You didn't shech the animals in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of course. So that's where Rabbi Hoda gets. That's where Rabbi Hoda says. Therefore, the words ala Kodesh are needed for that. The Rimi Gash seems to explain a little bit differently. He says that for Chibra ala Kodesh, specifically the word ala Kodesh means the Heichel. So it means, in other words, that he has to make a Chapore in the Heichel, but only that he has to sprinkle the blood in the Heichel, not that he has to shech another animal for it. Okay, so Kamash Malan, therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda says, that's why you need the words ala kodesh, that's why you need the words v'chipra ala kodesh for that. So you don't have it available for Reb Shimon's drasha. Reb Shimon answers that, v'chein yasa l'oyo moed, minei mashma. The very fact that it says v'chein yasa l'oyo moed implies from the very same blood that you were using before, rather than other blood. So according to him, you don't need those words to teach us that you don't shecht another pan, another sir, and therefore he has them available for his drasha from Mimukai Mahu Mokhra. So ultimately, it's a different ways of parsing the pasuk, whether we need the pasuk to be telling us that there's no other, that there's no second parasur, or not. Okay. Next, the Braised said, Omamar, Yochala kol tumas shabakodesh yehei sur is a mechaper. So now that we established that we're talking about only tumas mitzvah shabakodesh, so you would think that the sur hanas lefnim is mechaper for everything involving tumas of kodesh. Meaning, in other words, even if there was Yediyah V'Soif, the Helam in time, the case where the person himself would have to bring his own personal korban, that maybe instead this korban helps him.
But it was on that day.
Well, let's say it was on that day. Let's say it was shortly before. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. Talmud Lomim, Pishayim, L'chol Chatoisam, V'gomer, therefore, the Pasuk that said, Pishayim, L'chol Chatoisam, which we said, the Braisa had explained, that it meant, in other words, Chatoim, Dumya, D'Pshoim, Pshoim, deliberate Averas, are not Chayiv a Korban. A person almost never brings a Korban for doing an Avera B'mezid. So the same with Chatoisam has to be something where there's no Korban that he's bringing. So therefore, it has to be specifically for a case where he's not bringing a Korban. Well, mind me, who Yeshua Yediyah B'Tchilah V'Yeshua Yediyah B'Soif. So the question is, what does that mean? We're saying that it means, so therefore, obviously it can't mean where there is, when we say B'Shem L'Chol HaTosam, can't mean where there was Yediyah B'Tchilah V'Yediyah B'Soif, and then there was a Hela Meintayim, because Hai by Korban, who in that case, then the whole point is, he has to bring his Korban, and then it's not B'Shem L'Chol HaTosam. The whole point is that we're saying that, the whole point is we're saying that it means that he has to bring his own korban. Rashi again points out a girsa which he rejects. Rashi says there was a girsa tumah b'mikdash. My nihu, what would have been the tumah in the Bis Mikdash that we're talking about over here would be yeshvi yediyah b'tchilah v'yediyah b'soif. Rashi takes out those words because they're not necessary. Again, there are rishonim. Who defend that girsa that we're saying. What are the tumas that the sir anas lefnim is covering for? Now that's tumas mitzvah shakadshav. So on the face of it has to be whether yediyah b'tchilah yediyah b'soif or yediyah b'tchilah and not yediyah b'soif. So both of them, after all, are chayiv chatas. So why should we say it covers one of them and not the other one? So maybe, in other words, we would say the same way. Now, our Mishnah had told us, and the Brais had told us, that it covers the case where there was Yediyah B'Tchila and not Yediyah B'Soif. And what it does is it suspends his punishment, but maybe you could say, maybe the same thing. Maybe what it does is that where there's Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Soif, maybe what it means is, in other words, it protects him until he brings his korban over the yodin. Why are we saying that it doesn't cover him at all, and then he has to bring his korban, and until then he's subject to yisurim. So that's the Gemara asks, Hai bar korban, who, if there's yediyah b'tchilah v'yediyah b'soif, then he has to bring a korban, and then it would have to mean that this korban is not going to protect him. So why do we need to tell him? Why do we need to tell us that? And the answer is, because the chiddush would be, let's say he found out right before Shkia Sachama that, and now he can't, right before Shkia, going into Yom Kippur, and he can't bring his korban over there. There's no time to bring his korban. So now, Sakadad Chamina, so you would think that maybe that at least the korban should, the Sur Hanasa Bifnim, which was brought the next day in the Bismithas, should help him Adamaisi until he's able to bring his korban. Maybe the Sur Hanasa Bifnim should be suspending his punishment, and he won't be subject to Yisurim. Kamash Malon, therefore the Brai says, telling us that no, that korban, the Sur Hanasa Bifnim, will not help him at all, because he himself is chayiv to bring his korban. He couldn't bring it before Yom Kippur. That's true, but nevertheless, though, that's his problem. He still might be subject to Yisurim until he brings that korban. An interesting point, by the way, that's brought up over here is that we famously know that you can't bring a korban toda on Erev Yom Kippur. For that reason, we don't say mizmah l'soda on Erev Yom Kippur because ein mevi'in kodshim l'beis hapsul. You can't cause a korban to become posel, and a toda is supposed to be eaten that day and that night. And that night is Yom Kippur, and you're not going to be able to eat it. So therefore, you can't bring a toda on Erev Pesach. Now the Tavur sure points out, for the same reason, you can't bring a chatas Erev Pesach or Erev Yom Kippur or any other korban that has to be eaten. So the question would be then, yes, so exactly over here. Here the person is bringing a chatas, whatever kind of korban or the yurid it is, no matter what, there are going to be parts of it that are eaten. If it's an animal, then it's a chatas. If it's a bird, then there's a chatas on an oila. If it's a dalus, if he's really, really poor, then it's a mincha, and the koyanim eat most of the mincha, and all of them are l'yoyim v'layla ad chatzos. So therefore, why do we even need to say samoch l'shkia sachama? You could have the same thing. He found out at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Yom Kippur that he's chayav the korban, and still, according to the Torah's Torah svara, he can't bring it on Erev Yom Kippur because in mevi'im kodshim l'beis hapsul. Okay, the Gemara is saying that Davke found out samoch l'shkia sachama, and there's no time to bring the korban. And if there was time to bring the korban, would he be allowed to? No, because according to the Tavur's Shur, he can't, because for the same reason that you can't bring a toga, you can't bring a chatas on Erev Yom Kippur. Because now you're mivi'in kodesh, the base of soul, you're reducing the amount of time in which it can be eaten. So the Avnei Nezer brings on this. He says, because we're talking over here within Reb Shimon's Svara, Reb Shimon is not concerned about Mevi'im Kodesh from Reis Apsul. Because he holds in various places, in Shas, we're going to have in Zvachim, Bez Hashem, that he holds that we're not concerned about that thing. Let's say you have Korbanos that are mixed together. He holds there's no problem to be makir of each one for whatever it is. And one of them is a Chatas and one of them is a Shlomim, let's say, and you're reducing the amount of time that can be eaten and who can eat it and where it can be eaten and so forth. So Reb Shimon doesn't care about that. So therefore, according to him, yes, if you realized on Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur morning or early afternoon that you didn't bring your Chatas, you will go bring it. Now, it means the Kohenim have to eat it faster. Okay, the Kohenim will have to eat it faster.
Wow.
So only if he brings it. Some of the Shias HaChama, is it not going to work? Okay. So that's the point, in other words. So now you would think that maybe the Sir Hanas of the Fnim at least would cover him because he would have liked to bring his korban, but he can't because some of the Shias HaChama, and therefore we're being told that no, that this korban does not help him at all, and And therefore, he's still going to be subject to Yisurim until he brings his korban. Another point is there are achronim who talk about the idea that even according to the chachamim who are concerned about ein mevi'im kodesh on the beis apsul, that problem is only derabbanan. Midaraisi, you would be allowed to bring a chatas on erev Yom Kippur, and therefore, so now we're talking about over here, and there's the idea, in other words, because the Gemara actually mentions elsewhere that the purpose of bringing a korban is called the tikkuni gavra, in order to fix up the person. In this case, to protect him from yisurim would be the tikkuni gavra. In other words, the same way as, for example, you can bring certain
yisurim so much totally in your Kippur. I mean,
no, it's totally in the fact that he didn't bring his carbon.
So when Yom Kippur comes and the person is not Mekapa and was not Miskapa yet,
then he's subject to Yisurim. Whether he's actually going to suffer Yisurim probably depends what level he's on, whether in fact he's on the level that the Eibishter will clean up his Aveda with Yisurim. But yeah. Anyway, the point is, the Gemara elsewhere talks about bringing a korban or tikkuni gavra to fix up a person, to make him allowed to eat kodshim, and in this case, over here, the tikkuni gavra, to prevent him from getting yisurim, might be a valid reason to bring it even on Erev Yom Kippur, even if we're concerned about mevi'im kodshim on the beis apsul. Omamar, another next part of the Braisa, so we said, Minayin Sheyesh B'Yadiyah B'Tchila V'Ein B'Yadiyah V'Soif. So how do we know specifically that now that we narrow it down? We said the Surah Nasa B'Fnim is only covering Tumas Mitzvah Shekodshav, and it's only covering where he doesn't have a korban of his own. So now we're saying, how do we know that it deals with the case, Sheyesh B'Yadiyah B'Tchila V'Ein B'Yadiyah V'Soif, where he knew to begin with that he was Tomei, then he forgot, and now he didn't have Yadiyah at the end. He hasn't found out yet that he did anything wrong, that he chasers at Toilah, that the Sir suspends his punishment until he brings his korban. So we said, how do we know that? And then the Braisa brought from the words L'chol HaTosa. So, my Kokasha Lay, so the question is, what exactly was the Braisa's question? What do you mean? We said already that anything where there's no korban, it's machafer, there's no korban over here. So why does the Braisa have to go further and discuss it? The answer is hochi kakashalei. Fine. The question though was as follows. Hashta de amet chatoim jumya de pshoim. Since we said in the Braisa that, since it says, ehem lecho chatoisam, means it has to be a case of a chet, which is similar to a pesha, namely where there's no korban. Ma pshoim de lavne korban, achatoim nami de lavne korban. So just like by definition, a pesha, there's no korban. The same way by a chet, the chet that we're talking about over here, has to be where there's no korban. Ema, then maybe you should extend that logic further. Ma pshoim de lavne korban la'olam. A pesha, by definition, there's never going to be a korban for it. Maybe the chet has to be one where there's never going to be a korban, which would mean the other way around, where there was no yediyah b'tchila, but there was a yediyah at the end, there's never going to be a korban because you can't turn the clock back and be a no beforehand. But maybe you would say that if there was Yediyah B'Tchila but not by the end, Kivin Dekim Siadale Bar Korbanu, the fact is, true, right now he's not able to bring a korban because there's no Yediyah, but he is capable of bringing a korban when there is a Yediyah. So, Ema Loy Lidli. So maybe then the Sura Nasa B'fnim should not suspend his punishment. That's what's bothering the Braisa. The Chitema, Ein B'yediyah B'tzila V'yesh B'yediyah B'soyit, Sura Nasa B'chutz V'yem HaKapur M'chaper. Well, you're going to say, well, the Sura Nasa B'fnim can't be covering that because that's covered by the Sura Nasa B'chutz together with Yom Kippur. Well, who says that it's that way? Eima, Sakra Rechamina, Nepoch Mepach. Maybe we have to flip it around. Maybe we should say the Sura Nasa B'fnim is covering the case where there's never going to be, by definition, there can never be a korban because there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, and the Sura Nasa B'chutz will deal with the case, will be Torah for the case where there was Yediyah B'Tchila and not the Seif. So what makes us say that's the way it is, which is, we said that the Sura Nasa B'fnim is only Torah for the one that he knew at the beginning but didn't know at the end and eventually made bring a korban, and the Sura Nasa B'chutz, we said the regular chatas, the regular chatas, which is brought outside on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, like that, where the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, like any other chatas. That one is covering the case where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila. How do you know it's not the other way around? That's what's bothering the Braisa.
I'm confused. It's Erev Yom Kippur?
No, on Yom Kippur itself.
And you bring the Chatas B'chutz?
Hey, the on Yom Kippur itself, there were like 15 animals being brought as korbanos. Among the korbanos of Yom Kippur, among the animals brought on Yom Kippur, there were three seirim. But you have two of them that a girdle was made on, the Sura Lashem and the Sura Lazazel. The Sura Lashem is what we've been calling the whole time the Sura Hanasa B'fnim, because the blood of it is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and into the Kodesh, and sprinkled over there, and then only the Shiorish, Shira Adam, or Yishrei Fachai Yisrei Maharavi. Then you have, in addition, Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov, like any other Yom Tov. And any Yom Tov you have, there's a Musaf, the Kohen Musaf, which the Musaf includes, the Parachod, Ayel Achod, Shnei Parim, whatever. I don't remember. Yeah, Yom Kippur is Parachod, I think, whatever. And then you have Klosim Neshana Shivatim, or when Chosim is Kem Hidoba, Usur Lachapur. You have a Sur, just like you do, every other Yom Tov. So therefore, Yom Kippur, you have a Sur Hanasa B'chutz, just like any other Yom Tov. That one, the Mishnah is saying, that covers the case where there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there is Yediyah B'Seif. Meaning, in other words, but therefore he can never bring a korban because there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, and he can't turn back the clock. Now we're saying the Sur Hanasa B'Fnim is covering the opposite case, where he knew at the beginning, and he didn't yet know at the end, and therefore it's only Torah for him until he finds out, and then he's bringing his korban. The question is, we should maybe flip it around. Because why should we say, if we're saying that the Sur Hanasa B'Fnim, the Sur Lashem, is Mepisheim L'chol HaTorisam, that it has to be Chet Dumya de Pesha, where by Pesha there's no Aveira, and therefore it has to be, by Pesha there's no Korban, and therefore by Chet also has to be where there's no Korban, well then, where there's Yediyah B'Tchila, but not Yediyah B'Seif, there could eventually be a Korban. So it's not like Pesha, as opposed to when there was no Yediyah B'Tchila. It is like Pesha, because there's no Korban, ever. So how do we know that it shouldn't be that way? And the answer is Omakura L'chol HaToisam. But the pasuk, after all, does say L'chol HaToisam for all their chatois. V'klal d'bnei chatois ninu. So we're talking about somebody who is chay of a chatos, just like right now, he can't bring the chatos. So it can't be the case of Yediyah, of no Yediyah B'Tchila, because now such a person is not ever bringing a korban. So the Gemara asks, okay, so now how do we know that it's only Torah? V'niskaper kapora Gemara. Maybe we should say then that Sura Nasa B'Fnim accomplishes for him a complete kapora, where it was Yediyah B'Tchila and not Yediyah B'Seif. Why is the Mishnah only saying, and the Braisa, that it's only Torah, and then afterwards when he finds out, when he finds out what happened wrong, Now, Tosfos points out, by the way, later on in the sugya, the Gemara is going to explain that it also can't be where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Seif, because that, as the Mishnah had told us, those you have the chatois that are brought on the Yom Tov and the Shchodesh are mechaper for those. So that's why the Gemara was only dealing with over here the case where there was Yediyah at one end but not the other. But now again, since the pasuk says the chol hatoisam implies there has to be some kind of chatos has to be relevant over here. Now again, by Yediyah B'Seif and not B'Tchila, then there's no chatos relevant at all. So by elimination it has to mean that we're talking about that we're talking about where there was Yediyah B'Tchila but not B'Seif, and therefore, in other words, so eventually he might be bringing a chatas, where he is chay of a chatas, just right now he can't bring it because there's no yediyah. It's Torah. But that's the question. Why is it Torah? Why is it not mechaper? Why is it not mechaper kapora gemura? Why should we say that it only suspends things until he finds out? Why shouldn't we say it's mechaper for him completely?
Sorry, Rabbi Fnim? Why is it
Sorry, Rabbi Fnim? Here we're talking about the Sorry, Nasa B'Fnim. Now that we establish that the Sarah Nasa Lifnim is Mechaper for Tumas Mekdash Rekodshon, and now that we establish that it has to be covering only a case where he himself is not bringing a korban, but on the other hand, it can't be where there's never going to be the possibility of bringing a korban, because then he wouldn't have the word Chatoisam. So now the question is, well, in that case, then why is it not Mechaper for him completely? Why is it only Toza? And then Tosfos points out, Sura Meshtaleach is not Mechaper for everything. A person is Chayav Achatas, still has to bring it after Yom Kippur. But over here, since it's by the Sura, but over there, it doesn't use the word L'cho Chatoisam. So therefore, it only says it by the Vidri, not by the Kapara. So therefore, maybe over here, but here it says L'cho Chatoisam in connection with the Kapara. So the answer is, Iksiv Mei Chatoisam Kedekamra. Sure, if it said that it's Mechaper Mechatoisam, then it would mean, like you say, and then it means it's Mechaper for the Chet completely, and therefore he doesn't have to bring Mechatos later on. So in other words, if it said Mepishayim Mechatoisam, then yeah, it would mean that. But now instead it says true older chatois, that means lahanachta also leklal chatos. So we're talking about a case where there is eventually going to be a chatos. So right now he's in a state of pesha. He can't bring a korban. But lechol chatoisam, he will reach a stage where he is able to bring a chatos. So therefore it has to be. So therefore that's what it means, that it's only toilet. There's a couple of different ways that the Mephoshim explain what exactly the limud is. Is it because we're saying, because it could have said, Rashi is saying, because it could have said, Mepishayim Umei Chatoisam, and instead it says, Mepishayim Bechol Chatoisam. Again, how do we know that this korban is only toilet for him? And the end, maybe it's Mechaper for him completely, and he doesn't have to bring the korban afterwards. And the answer is, because since it says Mepishayim L'chol Chatoisam, means right now he's in a state of Pishayim, he can't bring a korban. But L'chol Chatoisam, he will reach a time where he is bringing a chatos. Therefore, it has to be, that's only Tola. Some of Foshim talk about, do we mean exactly because it says Mepishayim and it says L'chol Chatoisam? What about if it only said L'chol Chatoisam? So Tosfos discusses that point. So it means, in other words, therefore, but that's what it means. In other words, it goes from Pishayim to Kol Chatoisam. The Malbim actually on the Pasuk has an interesting explanation about, since it says L'chol Chatoisam, means up to, like, Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, it means up to the Chatos, but not the actual Chatos itself. So he's still chayiv to bring the Chatos after Yom Kippur. So that's what it means. So the Hanachta also L'chol Chatos means the case where there's going to be a Chatos, but there isn't one yet. All right. Well, if the sur hanasa b'fnim is not mechaper, lema toila. In terms of what is it toila? What exactly does that mean? Amar Reb Zeira loymar. It comes to tell us that if at that point the person were to die on Yom Kippur or after Yom Kippur, whatever, never having found out that he did the aveira, mes below oven, then he dies without that sin on his head, because then it means, in other words, that the korban was toila for him. Amalei Rava. So Rava says, what do you mean? You don't need that. Imes misa mamarekas. If he dies, then anyway, his misa cleans up his aveira. Rashi brings from the Gemara in Yuma that as long as the person did tshuva, then misa cleans up all of his averas, even the ones you have. You need ones that you have. Yom Kippur is necessary. Sometimes you have Yisurim are necessary as well. But misa, even Chilul Hashem, is the worst of all of them. Only misa, but misa covers everything.
Does that mean that
faster free misa, or the person died, even on Mes Hamitase, it's still yeah.
And why is it more chomer than the others?
What we're saying,
but he dies on
Mitosa. That's true, but what we're saying is, even for example, a person was over on Chilul Hashem, even the Gemara says with it, Tshuva helps a little bit, Yom Kippur helps a little bit, this, that might help, but ultimately the only thing that's going to help him is his Misa.
But I understand. It's the worst of error.
Yes, and therefore he needs all of those.
Until his dying day.
Because that's what it means.
Yeah, is he saying krisis?
Okay, so you have like this. The Gemara mentions over there, the Gemara mentions in your Meshloisha Chalukah Kapara, or Abo Chalukah Kapara, you have a person who's over on a mitzvah saseh and does tshuva, he's forgiven right on the spot. He's over on regular loisa says, and he needs tshuva plus Yom Kippur, tshuva tolev Yom Kippur Mechaper. Then you have krisis or mitzvah based in with Truva Tola, Truva Yemek Kapurim Tola, and all of them with Truva, or Truva and Kolacha Vachad, so you need Truva with each one of them. So Truva and Yemek Kapurim and Tola, and Yisurim cleans up the rest of the Avera. And then the Gemara says, V'Chil Hashem is the worst of all of them. The person needs Truva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim. And even that, there's still a residue of the Avera until he dies.
Not either.
Yeah, so when he dies, then that's it. So therefore, so Rabbi is saying, so you don't need, in other words, so if we're saying that Tola, in the sense that when he dies, then the Avera will be cleaned up, and it's not on his head anymore, because there was a Sarah Nasa Bifnim, you don't need that anyway, Korban or no Korban, either way his death cleans that up. So rather, Rava says the point of Tola was, we've been saying this all this time, but now here's where the Gemara types it out, that it means, in other words, that it protects him from Yisurim, until he finds out, and then he has to bring his actual korban. So even Rashi explained a few dafim ago that even though he doesn't know, he still should be any person who's shugging when he finds out is going to need his kapara, and even before that he should be concerned, which is what we're saying over here. He should be concerned that he might be subject to Yisurim, and therefore now Yom Kippur, so now the korban of Yom Kippur will temporarily take care of that, and then eventually when he finds out he will actually bring the korban. That's what I'm saying. So Rashi had said here. You have the expression over here at the beginning in the Mishnah on Vezem and Aleph. There was a Rashi over there that said that. Toila lahogin olav mina yisurin. That she'achav v'she'ni yedei shechota. Even if he doesn't know that he sinned, yeshle lida, he should be worried. She'kol shogin tzrichon kapara. Anybody who did the shogin needs a kapara. L'sheyedu, when he finds out, I'm a kodi midia anushim heim, implying that even before he knows, he might be subject to punishment. So now we're saying that comes Yom Kippur and the Sarah Nasim b'fnim is bor. Then that helps him, and that should put his mind more at ease. That now he doesn't have to be worried on an ongoing basis. There might be yisurin. Instead, we're saying this korban will temporarily have helped him, and now, if he ever finds out, it's true he's still going to have to bring this korban, and he can't get away with the fact that the korban was brought on his behalf. But at least for the time being, it helps him. My goal is for Tzionim on the side over here refers to a point that are we saying over here that a person, that even a shogeg could be subject to Yisurim? So there is actually a relevant Gemara on this in Shabbos. There's a Gemara that where you have different opinions over there. You have an opinion of Ein Misa B'loi Chet. Rab Ami says over there Ein Misa B'loi Chet Ein Yisurim B'loi Oven. That you never have a person dies. There's always some Chet involved, and when there's Yisurim, there's always some kind of Oven involved. So that would mean, in other words, Tosfos says over there, it means that a person there could be. So Tosfos explains, Misa could be even for Shogeg, but Yisurim would only be for Mezid, whereas Or Gemara seems to be implying. But then Tosfos points out, Or Gemara seems to say that Yisurim could come for Shogeg. Tosfos says that no, what the Gemara in Shabbos is referring to is Yisurim Negoyim. We're talking about specifically where a person is struck with a nega, where a person is struck with tzaras. That's mechu'orin. That's an ugly kind of thing. As the Gemara goes on to bring the pasuk, so that kind would only come when a person was doing something b'mezid. A person wouldn't get tzaras just for doing something b'shogeg. But other kinds of yisurim could come, even for shogeg. And that's what the Gemara is saying over here. He could conceivably be subject to yisurim, and instead the korban over here comes and cleans that up and helps him to not be subject to those yisurim.